How We Wrestle Is Who We Are by Brian Doyle. I remember pacing hospital and house hills and thinking that his operations would either work or not, and he'd either live or die. There was a certain clarity there. I used to crawl into that clarity at night to sleep, but nothing else was clear. I used to think in those sleepless days and nights that if they don't fix him all the way, and he's a cripple all his life, a pale, thin kid in a wheelchair who has crises. What if his brain gets bent? What if he ends up alive, but without his mind at all? What then? Who would he be? Would he always be what he might have been? Would I love him still? What if I couldn't love him? What if he was so damaged that I prayed for him to die? Would those prayers be good or evil? I don't have anything sweet or wise to say about those thoughts. I can't report that God gave me strength to face my fears, or that my wife's love saved me, or anything cool and poetic like that. I just tell you that I had those thoughts, and they haunt me still. I can't even push them across the page here and have them sit between you and me, unattached to either of us, for they're bound to me always, like the dark fibers of my heart. For our hearts are not pure. Our hearts are filled with need and greed, as much as with love and grace. And we wrestle with our hearts all the time. The wrestling is who we are. How we wrestle is who we are. What we want to be is never what we are, not yet. Maybe that's why we have these relentless engines in our chests, driving us forward toward what we might be. Eventually, my son will need a new heart, a transplant when he's 30 or 40 or so. Though Liam said airily the other day that he's decided to grow a new one from the old one, which I wouldn't bet against him doing eventually, him being a really remarkable kid. But that made me think, if we could grow new hearts out of old ones, what might we be then? What might we be if we rise and evolve? If we come further down from the brooding trees and out into the smiling plain? If we unclench the fist and drop the dagger, if we emerge blinking from the fort and the stockade and the prison, if we smash away the steel from around our hearts, if we peel the scales back from our eyes, if we do what we say we'll do, if we act as if our words really matter, if our words become muscled mercy, if we grow a fifth chamber in our hearts and a seventh and a ninth, and become as if new creatures arisen from our shuckled skins, the creatures we're so patently and brilliantly and utterly and wholly capable of becoming. What